Ever hopped on one of those e-scooters and thought, man, transportation's getting kind of wild? Well, today we're taking a deep dive back to a time when that wild future was just starting to rev its engines.
Think flip phones, dial-up internet, 2004.
We're time traveling, baby! And our guide, a guy named Rob Bush.
Not some Silicon Valley bigwig, though. He called himself a designer, inventor, entrepreneur.
But mostly he was obsessed with this idea of new mobility.
Which, if you weren't glued to, like, early internet forums back then, basically meant anything trying to shake up the way we get around.
Cars, buses, the usual suspects. Yeah, even back then, folks knew things had to change. Bush actually went to this whole conference about it, the Going Conference, to see what was brewing.
And luckily for us, he wrote this whole review as like a snapshot of all the hopes and anxieties of that era.
Total time capsule. So what was the vibe like back then? The dot-com bubble had just gone kaboom, right?
Imagine the tech world, a little bruised, but still kind of hopeful. Like, okay, maybe we're not all getting jetpacks, but how about smarter ways to get from point A to B? That's where Bush comes in. He went to this conference, totally pumped to see how it could, as he put it, reshape the future.
He even had his concerns laid out in like four neat categories:
Yeah.
environmental, economic, public policy, and get this, personal, emotional.
Which is huge. It means he knew transportation isn't just about logistics, it's about how it makes us feel. That freedom, that frustration. You can't ignore the human element.
And let's be real, that gets lost a lot these days, especially when you bring tech into the mix. But I'm getting ahead of myself here. So this conference, who was hanging out there? What kind of crowd are we talking about?
Oh, Bush was blown away by the mix. Designers, engineers, activists. He even calls it a multidisciplinary mosh pit at one point.
A mosh pit for urban planning. Intense. What's that supposed to tell us?
That these problems are messy. It's not just one thing, it's everything all tangled up. Like Bush talks about this chicken egg problem. Build the new transit and hope people use it, or wait till the demand is through the roof. It's a question we're still wrestling with.
No kidding. And then there's that whole blind men and the elephant analogy he throws in.
Right. Each expert laser focused on their little piece of the puzzle, electric cars, pedestrian zones, but seeing the whole picture. That's what Bush was after.
Well, speaking of experts, this conference had him in spades. I mean, the guy who invented the Segway was there.
Oh, yeah. And let's not forget about the editor of Metropolis Magazine and a bunch of folks who were pioneering what Bush called dynamic ride sharing. Trust me, that was a wild concept back then. But before we get ahead of ourselves, let's start with the organizer himself, Dan Sturgis.
You mean the guy who basically told everyone to put their money where their mouth was?
Exactly. Bush said, Sturgis issued this stop talking, start building challenge to the whole room. He wanted to see real-world solutions, not just fancy PowerPoints.
Which honestly is a good note for just about any field, right?
For real, ideas are a dime a dozen. It's the execution that counts.
Okay, but then you've got Dean Kamen, Mr. Segway himself. Bush was obviously floored by the technology, but what really struck him was Kamen's whole thing about tailoring solutions to different situations. Like, shouldn't how we get around depend on how far we're actually going? Makes a lot of sense when you think about it.
It does, but as Bush points out, the Segway itself, well, it was cool, don't get me wrong. But did it really solve a problem people were having? It's like, imagine trying to hail a ride on one of those things today.
People would be like, is that a bird? Is that a plant? No, it's just Steve from accounting trying to make it to his morning meeting.
Exactly. Though, Bush does mention that Kamen should maybe license the Segway's technology as a platform. Imagine if other inventors could have taken that tech and run with it. Kind of a missed opportunity, maybe?
It's like he predicted the whole open source movement before it was even a thing. Wild. But we got to talk about John Norquist, too, the urban planning guru. Bush was clearly a fan.
Big time. He was struck by how Norquist connected design, quality of life, and economics. It wasn't just about making cities prettier, it was about making them work better for everyone.
Sounds like a visionary for sure. What about Esther Dyson, though? You know, the tech influencer. Bush clearly admired her, but she wasn't totally sold on the whole new mobility hype, was she?
It's funny, Bush's notes actually say she was super skeptical about the U.S. adopting these new systems. Looking back now, from 2024, let's just say she wasn't wrong about everything.
Yeah, high-speed rail, anyone. Still waiting on that one. But she wasn't all doom and gloom, right? Didn't she think something could force our hand eventually?
She did. It's almost eerie, right? Almost like she predicted how things like climate change and sky-high gas prices would leave us with no other choice.
Well, whether by choice or by force, it's clear that the conversation around new mobility was just heating up back in 04. We've got bold calls to action, tech that maybe missed the mark, and a good dose of healthy skepticism. So where do we go from here?
Okay, so you've got all these big ideas floating around, but at the end of the day, Bush was a practical guy, right? He wanted to walk away with something real.
Totally. And you know, it's funny, in the middle of all this talk about futuristic vehicles and like utopian cities, he stumbles across this concept that feels oddly familiar to us now. Enter Rick Steele, CEO of a little company called Neuride.
Neuride. What does that sound familiar?
Bush mentions this little detail. Apparently, Steele was also the brains behind Kinko's.com. Wait, seriously? Like, back when ordering prints online was still a thing.
Oh, yeah, 2004. Revolutionary stuff back then.
I can barely even remember. Okay, so Kinko's.com, Neuride, what's the connection?
So Neuride wasn't about fancy new cars or anything like that. It was all about using tech to connect people for shared rides. Bush calls it dynamic ride sharing.
Dynamic ride sharing. So, like, carpooling 2.0.
Think of it this way. What if you took those early internet forums, right, all that social networking, and mashed it up with, like, the eBay feedback system, then throw in some of that online travel booking convenience.
Whoa. Okay, that's a lot of ingredients in the pot. But I'm not going to lie, it sounds kind of brilliant. So if this Neuride thing was so ahead of its time, why haven't I heard of it?
Well, remember, it's 2004. Facebook's barely a thing. Uber's still a couple years away. Your smartphone's the size of a brick. GPS is hit or miss.
Right, context. It's all about the timing.
Totally. It's like that old saying, the future's already here. It's just not evenly distributed yet.
Love that one. Okay, so we've got Neuride ahead of its time, but clearly onto something. We've got bold visionaries, skeptical influencers. But what about Bush? He went to this thing on a mission, right? What were his big takeaways?
Oh, he definitely walked away with some insights. He actually created this whole simulation space section in his notes.
Right, simulation space. Refresh my memory, what was that all about?
It was like his brain dump, synthesizing everything he learned, trying to connect the dots. And one of his most surprising conclusions, it's not about the vehicles.
Hold up, how can it not be about the vehicles? We're talking about getting around.
Right, that's the thing. Bush realized that focusing only on vehicles is like putting a Band-Aid on a broken leg. You're treating the symptom, not the disease.
Okay, so it's about the bigger picture. The system itself.
Exactly. He actually calls for a new systems design approach. And he doesn't just mean swapping gas guzzlers for electric cars. He's talking about rethinking how design, engineering, urban planning, even manufacturing, how it all works together.
A total paradigm shift, not just tinkering around the edges.
And that leads him to another key insight. The difference between designing new cities for new mobility versus trying to cram it into our existing ones. He basically says trying to do both at once is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, it's like trying to teach your grandpa how to use TikTok. Good luck with that. Our cities were built for a different time.
Totally. But Bush isn't just about pointing out problems. He's about finding solutions. And this is where his inner entrepreneur really shines through. He says if we want to get things done, we got to frame new mobility in terms of economic benefits.
Well, less about saving the planet and more about like boosting the bottom line.
Basically, yeah. He says if we can highlight the job creation, the increased productivity, the reduced transportation cost, that's how you get the people with the money on board.
Pragmatic, I like it. But then he takes it even further, right? He proposes this whole open source mobility toolkit thing. What was that about?
Okay, now we're talking. This is peak Rob Bush, the inventor, the entrepreneur, the new mobility evangelist, all rolled into one. He envisions this freely available resource, this toolkit, that would provide a framework, best practices. He even talks about a new mobility solution configurator application.
Wait, a configurator? That sounds intense. Break that down for me.
Okay, imagine you're a city planner in, let's say, Denver.
Yeah.
You want to implement a new bike sharing program. So you punch in all the data, Denver's geography, its population, density, existing infrastructure, and boom, the configurator spits out customized recommendations based on best practices from around the world.
So it's like having a team of global experts on speed dial. I love it. But who would even build something this ambitious, and who's going to maintain it?
$1 million questions, right. And Bush knew it. He admits that this toolkit would need some serious leadership, some serious funding, and a whole lot of collaboration to pull off. But before we get too caught up in the logistics.
There's always a but.
There is. While Bush was clearly excited about the possibilities of new mobility, He wasn't naive. In fact, he ends his conference review with a pretty sobering thought.
Oh, okay, lay it on me. Okay, you've got me on the edge of my seat. Hit me with this sobering thought.
So Bush basically asks this question. What if we're so busy chasing what's new that we completely miss the downsides?
Yeah, I see where he's going with that. We've all seen that happen, right? Shiny new tech, unintended consequences. That's like a law of the universe or something.
Totally. He was basically warning against those unintended consequences before they even happened. Like, imagine a city goes all in on self-driving cars, right? Everyone's stoked, no more traffic jams, right? But then...
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
Exactly. Everyone's commuting door-to-door now, no more parking hassles. So suddenly, more cars on the road than ever before. Gridlock city.
It's like, be careful what you wish for, right?
Exactly. And the thing is, Bush didn't pretend to have all the answers. He just throws this question out there like, hey, what are we missing? What are the blind spots? Are we designing systems that only work for some people?
So a little humility goes a long way, especially when we're talking about tech that could reshape our world.
Absolutely. And it's not like we don't have examples from the past, right? Think about it. Back in the day, highways and suburbs probably seemed like the best thing since sliced bread.
And now we're stuck with the traffic, the pollution, the whole nine yards.
Exactly. It's like inheriting a vintage car that looks amazing, but guzzles gas and breaks down every 5 minutes.
So where does that leave us? Here we are, 20 years after Butch wrote this thing, still wrestling with these questions.
Right, and I think that's the point.
Yeah.
We can't just slap a new coat of paint on the same old systems.
Well,
we got to be more mindful, more inclusive.
More willing to learn from the past.
Exactly.
So to everyone listening, think back to that conference in 2004. What surprised you? What still resonates today?
And as we look ahead, what questions are you asking? What possibilities get you fired up? What keeps you up at night? Let's keep this conversation going.
Because at the end of the day, this isn't just about tech or infrastructure or even vehicles. It's about designing a future where getting from point A to point B is easy, sustainable.
And dare I say, even enjoyable.
Why not? A little fun never hurt anyone.
Couldn't agree more. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.